one night after getting demolished by the Lakers, the Blazers take their turn sticking it to somebody. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 21 points as the Blazers obliterated the shorthanded San Antonio Spurs 137-97. Yeah, 137-97. San Antonio was riding an 11-game winning streak, but Tim Duncan and Tony Parker were given the night off, and Manu Ginobili is out with an injury. Blazers forward Gerald Wallace says he understands why the Spurs rested those big guns.
You're able to rest your guys, especially in a short season like that. That becomes important. So, you know, they gave themselves an opportunity to be in that position, and they took advantage of it.
Yeah, okay, we get it. He sounds like Barry White. Jamal Crawford knocked down 5 3-pointers as part of a 20-point night for the Blazers, who head into the All-Star break with a record of 18-16. Short schedule last night. In the other games, Cleveland toppled Detroit, just edged them 101-100. Indiana needed overtime to get by New Orleans. Miami better than Sacramento, and Memphis defeated Philadelphia. Blazers now get some time off for the All-Star break. Their next game comes up on the 29th. That would be a week from today. Meantime, former Blazer center Joel Prisbilla is expected to make a decision today between signing with Miami, Chicago, Milwaukee, or Portland, or just staying home altogether and being a super dad. The Blazers have the NBA maximum 15 players on their roster. If they do sign Prisbilla, they would have to waive a player, and that would most likely be second-year guard Armin Johnson. The 2012 WGC Accenture Match Play Championships begin today. The event pits a field of 64 players paired up in match play format. Defending champion and top overall seed Luke Donald meets number 64 seed Ernie Els in a big first-round match. Tiger Woods got a number 19 seed. He faces off with number 46 Gonzalo Fernandez Castano, and number 3 seed Dustin Johnson meets 14th seeded Jim Furyk. After 11 seasons at the top of the batting order, Seattle's Ichiro Suzuki is moving down. Mariners manager Eric Wedge says Ichiro will bat third in the order this season. Sean Figgins will assume the leadoff role, while highly touted second baseman Dustin Ackley steps into the two-hole. And there will be a special beer brewed in honor of this year's Boston Marathon. Boston Beer Company set to unveil Samuel Adams Boston 26.2 Brew at a news conference at the Samuel Adams Brewery tomorrow. Now, the company is expected to announce its first ever partnership with the Boston Athletic Association, which manages the Boston Marathon. By the way, you astute running fans know that the 26.2 represents the number of miles in a marathon. Boston Marathon is April 16th, by the way. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.